You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You know, my slogan for this, really it probably goes back to something we're going to hear today and what we're going to start today. And that is this arrogant call by Mr. Pontius Pilate when Jesus Christ says, I have come to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And then he, Pontius Pilate, speaks for all of society today when he says, what is truth? The world denies truth today. And friends, let me tell you today, on this Tuesday, let me remind you today that truth is found in a person, and his name is Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. This is part two of this message. This is the last sermon in a series in the Gospel of Matthew. This is part two. We'll wrap this up tomorrow. Enjoy today's program.
What is truth? That's right out of today's newspaper, this attitude, right? You've got your truth, I got mine. Just don't offend me with yours. We all can have truth. You got your truth, I got mine. What is truth anyway? That's what they say. What is truth? Truth is relevant, they proclaim. You've got yours, I got mine. Just don't tell me your truth is better than mine. I believe what I want. That's the truth. But real, true, genuine truth is found in a person, and that's Jesus Christ. He is the truth. What comes out of his mouth is truth. John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. Everything that comes out of his mouth is truth. Everything. He never wasted a word. Never. Now, when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him at all. You think? Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Matthew chapter 27, Judas Iscariot. Poor Judas can wait for me to have a sip of water. Before we continue to do what the church has done for 2,000 years. Tisk and tisk and tisk at poor Judas. Who's not all that different than you, by the way, and me. Don't think I leave myself out. I get blamed Monday through Saturday. Your turn is 1 hour out of 168 hours in a week. You only get one. I get the other 167, so don't feel too bad. I'm not that much different than Judas. The question is, what do you do when you commit a terrible sin like Judas and Peter? What do you do? There's two responses to that. We're going to get to that here coming up. There's not that much difference between Peter and Judas. How good is it for your health to put your hand on a Bible and raise your other hand and swear to God you've never heard of Jesus Christ. Don't try that at home. Or Judas, and look what Judas's response is now. It's found in three words. When he saw. Get inside of his mind. Get inside his mind. Now, Judas, Matthew 27, verse 3, who had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, he repented himself. Not legitimate repentance. Let's say he felt bad about it. Because when you have legitimate repentance, you've got to do something. We're going to find out later. He didn't do that. You can't go up to God and say, "My bad, dude." More is required of you to have your sins obliterated than saying, "My bad." Peter did it the right way. We're going to get to that, though. So Judas, who had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned. I've sinned. I've sinned. And then I've betrayed innocent blood." And they said, "What's that to us? What do we care about that? Your blood is on your own head. See thou to that," they said. Verse 5, look at his response. Then he threw down the money. That Greek word, you ought to have a picture of Nolan Ryan. Anyone ever heard of him? That's what he did with his money. The word means he hurled it as hard as he could into the temple. You see, I've preached it many times in here. What'll be the sign of your coming and in the end of the age? What does Jesus say? Take heed that no man deceives you. And the examples I give you, every year I preach that. I go back to Eve in the garden. The serpent deceived me and I ate. And my other example is Judas, who when he saw what happened to Jesus, he went into the temple and he did his best Nolan Ryan imitation and he hurled the money as hard as he could and he cried out and said, "I've sinned." That is what it means to be deceived. And that is Jesus' number one warning for the end of the age. Not to let that happen to you. The Esposito definition of deceive, it's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. He didn't recognize that what he did to Jesus was going to cause all of this. And when he saw what had happened, that was it. He was gone. There's no turning back for him. When he saw what had happened, he then committed a second terrible sin. And that is worldly sorrow. Worldly sorrow. The Apostle Paul put it this way. "Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led you to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, so that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance." Remember that. Godly sorrow, like Peter denying he's ever heard of Jesus. Godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, is what Paul wrote. Godly sorrow produces repentance. Repentance, the Air Force, is about peace. To do a 180, to turn and go in the other direction. Leave your sins behind and go in the other direction is what repent, metanoia, change your mind. That's what the word means. Godly sorrow makes you change your mind and leave your sins behind and go away. And when you do that, God promises to obliterate your sins. It's the only thing in the Bible that God has amnesia with. Your sins. Where's that in the Bible? Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west is how far he's removed our transgressions from us. Jeremiah 33, I will remember your sins no longer. That is what I call amnesia. Isn't that good news? And it's funny how you and I remember them forever. We can remember every little itty-bitty thing someone did to us back when Nixon was president. Or Eisenhower for some. And God doesn't remember any of it. Who? Washington? George Wash? Is that what you said? Truman. 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 Do I hear Roosevelt? Woodrow Wilson. No, we're going back now. Sorry. 120 years. My spirit will not always strive with man. You ain't going to hit 120 in this world. Sorry. But to die is gain anyway, if your name's in the book. Godly sorrow produces repentance. That is, you're sorry what you did, that you offended a righteous God. That brings about repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of this world produces death. That, by the way, is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. As we're about to see, the sorrow of this world ended up in hanging. More specifically, suicide. This suicide is worldly sorrow. But you say to me, that means I can't be saved if I commit suicide. You said it. I'll pull one out of Jesus' playbook. I won't say you rightly say it. I'll say you said it. That's what the Holy Spirit showed me this week. Godly sorrow produces repentance. That leads to salvation. Worldly sorrow produces death. Suicide produces death. Not salvation. Sorry to tell you that. Worldly sorrow. It's the liberal progressive's way to leave this world, by the way. Have you noticed that? How stylish it is. Everyone calling on the angel of death, old Kevorkian, to come and take him away out of this world. That's worldly sorrow. When you're done with this world, you're going to come over and you're going to just write your own name down in some book and take your life when you're ready to take it and end it. Whereas God is sovereign, he's decided your end of days. Not some Kevorkian.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as